All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Denis Ouellette, a regional rep with Teamsters Local 106, the union representing bus drivers in the region, to talk about some recent developments with the ongoing negotiations that they've been having with the regional bus companies here. Denis, how are you?
I'm very good, Caleb, and you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So, what can you tell me about what's just been agreed upon here?
Well, the strike for Autobus La Salle in the Pocheck area is over since this morning. The bus driver accepted the entente de principe that was concluded between the union and the employer last week. We had a meeting, not yesterday, that's Sunday yesterday, but the week before. The offer was rejected by the school bus driver because there was an issue with unemployment benefit this summer. So we had to look into that. So that was mainly the last point being in dispute. So we addressed that with the lawyer of Sogesco. And we came back with a few tweaks with the normative text in the collective agreement so that we can assure all drivers to be eligible for unemployment benefits this summer. So the driver voted on that last agreement between both parties, and this morning around 7:30 they all voted and they accepted the agreement up to 81% of the school bus driver present to the meeting.
And can you describe a little bit about what the difference was between that previous tentative agreement and this one? What exactly we're getting into? You mentioned it's unemployment over the summer there.
You know, because it was what was still litigious in the contract was the number of hours for the driver to be eligible for unemployment benefits. So we addressed that to ensure that all the drivers were eligible for the unemployment benefit, because the salary portion of the agreement stayed the same. So it was just that particular point, and which was important to the driver, that we should have addressed, and it was. So all the drivers were very happy about that. So I presented that last Thursday to them, and they agreed to go in a meeting this morning in a vote. So we took the vote this morning, and as I told you, they accepted. So we are very pleased about that, and I think the driver are also very pleased about that.
And can you talk a little bit about just the overall asks that you're asking for there, the salary increases? You guys were asking for something in the range of, what was it, 14% for the first year or something along those lines? Can you go over the actual numbers here?
Yeah, so the driver for the school year 2022 to 2023, so this year, this school year that just ended last Friday, or Thursday or Friday, the school bus driver obtained almost 9% increase of their hourly wage. And next September, so in a few months, they will be up to $26 an hour. But we have to remember that the school bus driver only worked 20 hours a week. So even at $26 an hour, it's not like a very big salary, but it's a well-needed improvement from what was the salary before.
And were there any concessions that you guys had to make on your initial asks there, or how was it negotiated there, I guess?
No, there was no, we didn't have to let go of anything we already had. For sure, the driver, you know, everybody wants to make more money all the time. So, and with the cost of living, it's very legitimate as an ask. But at the same time, more than $3 an hour increase from one year to another for each working hour, I think it's a very good deal for the school bus driver, and we felt that they were like quite satisfied with that.
And so this is now what basically about 2 months after the strike was initially called here. You guys had put out a press release, I believe, a few weeks back there, just saying maybe some of the bus drivers had moved on to other jobs or things of that nature. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, because of the strike, because it lasted 8 weeks, exactly 8 weeks, we fear that some of the school bus drivers might have found another job, you know, to make ends meet, because on strike benefits, you know, it's just like to help the driver with some food and things like that. It's not like a replacement of a salary. So we fear that some driver might have found another work. Hopefully they will all be back next September. We wish that, and we wish that you know, those working conditions that we negotiated with this collective agreement will be interesting for some new driver to apply for to be a school bus driver, because it's a beautiful profession. You know, those people who do that really, really enjoy doing their job. They love the kids. They love being there for them. And yeah, hopefully everyone will be back, but we fear that we might have lose some of the driver, maybe especially in the Gatineau area. For Autobus LaSalle, we'll see, but for Bigot Transport in Gatineau, that might have been the case, because we heard on the picketing line that some driver found other jobs. So will they be back? We don't know. We'll see, like, in a few weeks.
Okay, so it might not be applicable necessarily to our area.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because of course, in the Pontiac area, you know, it's not like in Gatineau where everything is closed. So, and maybe there are more jobs available in Gatineau than in Fort Coulonge or everywhere on the territory of the Pontiac. But yeah, hopefully for Autobus LaSalle, everyone will be on the job for the next school year.
And can you talk a little bit about the length of the contract too? I understand that was something that you guys were discussing earlier on in the strike as well.
Yeah, it's a 6-year contract, so it will be effective from 2022 until 2028. That when it will end. Mm-hmm. It's it was a big point for the employer to match the duration of the collective agreement to the his contract with the different school boards. Because his contracts were 6 years, so for the employer was a really big deal. So we negotiated firmly with them to obtain the maximum money for the driver for a 6-year contract. And I think in the end, overall, everyone is quite satisfied with that.
Denis, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me about this. If there's anything else that you wanted to add or let our listeners know about the situation here, I'll give you the last word.
No, I think we've covered everything. So thank you for everyone for their support towards the school bus driver. They're a vital part of the community, and they're doing like an essential services to the kids and the different family. And we are very, very glad that this conflict is over, and now it's going to be back to work. Every driver are eager to come back to work and drive their buses like next school year. So yeah, thank you all for your support.